They have come from around the world. College students combining their education with their imagination to create homes of the future that could be built now. 19 teams have built their creations in downtown Washington, D.C. this year at the 5th U.S. Department of Energy Solar Decathlon. Richard King is the director of the Solar Decathlon.
The Solar Decathlon challenges schools of architecture and engineering to design from the ground up a highly efficient solar-powered house. And we started this program back in 2002 to challenge these universities, our best and brightest, to design beautiful homes. And the object was to educate the students, but also educate the public.
The public will get to see and walk through the homes through October 2nd. Richard King says these are not just conceptual models.
These houses are fully functional, and they have a lot of components in them that are directly usable by homeowners today.
Some of those components include simple items like insulation in the home built by the team from Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand.
We have 240 millimeters of wool insulation in the walls, so it's like a big woolly blanket which keeps the house warm in the winter time.
24-year-old Benya Gersma is the technology leader of his team.
But with the shading elements of the canopy, the tints on the windows also keeps it cool in the summer months as well.
Interior designer, 27-year-old Anna Falro, hopes the design of the first light home will separate their entry from the rest.
I think something that is maybe a little bit different with our house is that it's completely open plan. So we don't have segregated rooms in the house, apart from the bathroom and the laundry. The rest of the space is all one.
Also with a unified space design is the team from Tongji University in Shanghai, China. 23-year-old architecture leader Hua Guodong explains his Y container concept.
Y shapes is a really flowing space. In our Y container house, there is no fixed compartment, no fixed division. You can see every angle from one branches of the Y container.
The Y container revolves around the triangle shape. Hua's team also created more useful items from the simple shape.
We designed a special triangle furniture, which can be chairs and also can be combined, integrated into the decks, and also can be the cabinets.
Along with 15 U.S. universities are other international entries from Canada and Belgium, which have each spent nearly 2 years designing, building, and testing their homes before shipping the components to Washington. Solar Decathlon Director Richard King.
Climate change, housing, energy, they're global concerns. And in order to solve the problems, we need to work together, you know, everybody. And so we've invited international schools here to, you know, bring their culture, bring their design techniques, and do this cross-fertilization and show each other, you know, how we can all live sustainably together.
As with the Olympic Decathlon, this competition includes 10 contests designed to assess how well the houses perform and how livable and affordable they are. Each contest is worth a maximum of 100 points for a competition total of 1,000 points. The winners will be announced October 1st. Jim Stevenson, VOA News, Washington.